everyone.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
The Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained since 1913.
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
Splendid. I quite agree.
What about Like a Virgin on Triple J?
Yes, the time is nigh. We've been playing Like a Virgin all morning to celebrate the fact that the segment has been going for 10 years, and it's now time to do one for real in the studio. We have with us Sam, Jen, Paul, Dan, and Dean. They are Ballpark Music, and they're here to play us a couple of tunes. Hey, guys.
Yay.
Good morning.
Hey. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah.
Although you have already been running the gauntlet this week and catching up with Matt O'Kine for a party.
Yes.
The last person to do that, Gemma Pike, left with a broken rib.
Wow.
So it's been a bit dangerous.
The Sunday hangout can prove a bit fatal. Well, I've left you guys at 7 o'clock, the very respectable time of 7 p.m.
That's so sly.
Okay, and you...
You'd already set us up.
Well, you were like, yeah, we're going to go home and sign some records. So I was like, oh, well, they, you know, they won't be far behind me, then I'll leave now. And then I get a message at 10 p.m. from Dan... Just saying, your sister is a bad influence. What happened?
Yes. Oh, she's just, where to start?
She's a party soldier.
You're out with my sister Rachel for a few hours. Why did she? Was she being a what's it called?
Legion was stray.
Yeah,
she was an enabler.
That's the correct.
But
term.
Then you did get home and you did sign the 300 records that you needed to sign, the 300 vinyls.
We came up with a very, very great strategy involving two people and signing one and quickly taking it away and signing one and quickly taking it away, so it doesn't take as long as it would. But I think that was partly because we really, really, really just wanted to go to bed already.
And what was your attire for the signing process there, Sam?
I wore... butter towel.
Just butter towel.
A towel, not a butter towel, whatever that is.
Yes.
Yeah, the brand new butter towels out now.
So anyone who's grabbing these signed records from Ballpark Music can imagine
Sam signed them all wearing nothing but a white towel around his waist.
I think Dean sent a video to our fans of me signing in my towel and saying how excited I was for my pizza to arrive.
All I'm going to say is I've got pizza and garlic bread on the way.
I wasn't in a good place. I'm just going to say it.
300 signed records from Ballpark Music. Yeah. That's a plenty. And I've actually got keyboardist and stat man Paul on the microphone as well. Paul, you've been keeping tabs on your touring.
Yeah, well, we actually started at probably about 100 shows in, and we thought it'd be awesome to have a list of all our of the gigs we've ever done. So I've got a spreadsheet. It's got the date, the town, the venue, the event, so it could be like whether we're on tour or if it's a festival, the day of the week, the state, where we stayed, and maybe some like special kind of fact that was...
Like our 200th show.
Yeah, our 200th show.
Oh, right, milestones.
Yep.
Biggest night ever on tour. So we got all that stuff. Most common day of the month we played on is the 19th.
Which happens to also be our age, 19.
Yeah, exactly, which is...
We've been 19 for ages.
And most common month we play gigs, November.
Yeah, wow.
Most gigs we do is 2011.
How many did you do in 2011?
73.
In a year,
We're up to 289.
Kilometres travelled for Ballpark Music?
I've got my personal... flight distance.
Okay, so you can't apply that to all the members
of
the band.
Yeah, go back. But actually, my flight home tonight is my 500,000th kilometre in the air.
Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations, sir.
Big moment.
Paul for Ballpark Music. So we're going to play a track here, your original tune that you're going to perform for us. She Only Loves Me When I'm There. A little bit stripped back, a little bit different. Sam, what's going on here?
We stripped it back. It sounds nice.
This is the song
completely changes.
Wearing butter towel, potentially.
It, Well, the first time we did it like this was on a tram for this group of people who get you to play songs on trams in Melbourne.
Tram sessions.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we were sick as dogs and it was so cold. And I remember it being a bit of a struggle. But, we sort of just winged it that day.
We really liked it.
Yeah. So we're going to do it again.
Yes. Awesome. Well, we can't wait to hear it. This is She Only Loves Me When I'm There, Ballpark Music. Doing a very special version of it for Like a Virgin. Take it away, guys, whenever you're ready.
Sorry. One, two, three, four.
Arc of Trades waiting comes to take all my misery away, at least for now. Kelvin, get a homey figure, we can work it out. It must be 5 years ago now, Scope. Public holiday, 1818, baby brains, I got the nervous twitching algorithms right beneath the tree. Yeah, a half expector knuckles now to bring me to my knees. Oh, if she wants this to be, she'll have to see the things that I have had to see. Maybe she would know, maybe she would care. She only loves me when I'm there. Ooh, 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 ooh. It must be 5 years ago now, my trimester, public holiday, 18. Oysters open, she can be forgiven, but she doesn't go away. Yeah, see her on the bus, man, see her every day. Oh, if she wants this to be, she'll have to see the things that I have had to see. Maybe she would know, maybe she would. She only loves me when I'm there. I don't wanna live like this anymore. Yeah. I don't wanna live like this anymore.
3-4 Triple J this morning. That is Ballpark Music, specifically Sam and Jen doing a stripped back version of She Only Loves Me When I'm There. Thank you so much, guys.
That's all right. That was stressful.
Why was it stressful?
I don't know. I just like...
Yeah.
It was so good. Dude, that was great.
Working hard for the man.
Really gorgeous stuff for your Friday morning. It is 10 years of Like a Version, and we are celebrating this morning with the crew out of Brisbane, who is going to be sticking around for a cover after 8 a.m. Guys, do we have a clue as to what it may be?
We just want you to do something, I think.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The clue is... Day to get that one.
Pun Bell. All right.
Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
Goodness me. All right. Well, open for interpretation there on 0439757555. You want to have a guess?
And Paul, Dean and Dan, you guys have been here. Assuming you guys are going to be joining in this next track.
Yeah, we'll jump in.
All right. Great. Great. Cool. Well, we can't wait to see what the cover is. So far, the clue is a Pun Bell. We're doing Like a Version with Ballpark Music. We'll be back with their cover after this.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like a Version.
The Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained...
Like a Version.
...since 1913.
Hit me.
got two songs for you.
Not quite agree.
What about Like a Virgin on Triple J?
Yes, we are doing Like a Virgin on this very special Like a Virgin Day, celebrating 10 Like a Virgin CDs having been released over the past 10 years. Very excited to have Ballpark Music in the studio for their second Like a Virgin ever.
We don't know exactly what number it is, but it's over 450th Like a Virgin you'll be performing in a moment, guys. How does that make you feel?
Wow. Pretty special.
That's a lot.
Do you have any favourites of Like a Virgin years gone by?
My favourite Like a Virgin was Darren Hanlon doing Don't Stop, which is on Like a Virgin Volume
1, I think.
Really?
Yeah. No, track number 12, volume 1, Don't Stop. We've got a big stack of Like a Virgin CDs in the studio, all 9 of them, as well as the new one that does come out next week. We're going to be sending off 2 people today. Stay tuned for your more opportunities to win that. So are you a Like a Virgin fan from way back, Jen?
I must have been. I'm a Darren Hanlon fan from way back.
So. Yeah, right. Yourself, Sam, what do you enjoy?
Yeah, I've been following it for a long time too. I really like Regina Spektor's version of the Beatles, Real Love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Sure.
I remember hearing in high school, so...
Yeah, she went down into the, I believe, the basement of the ABC where they've got a big grand piano where I sneak in sometimes.
Yeah, you sneak in the middle of the night. He sneaks
to play
in
chopsticks.
At like 11 o'clock at night and exactly. gets on the old grand.
Some would say just as beautiful as Regina Spektor's covers, Coldplay's The Scientist. But what's the cover mean to you? I mean, you're all very good at it, can we say as well. Such a popular Like a Virgin was had, not Like a Virgin, cover was had at Splendor in the Grass when you took on the... Bohemian Rhapsody. What do you like about a good cover?
We've been doing covers in the band for a really long time. I think in the early days it was a good tool to have up our sleeves when no one knew any of our songs. So you can play a gig and no one really cares, and then you play a song that people know and they're like, hey, that was all right. And we've kind of just kept that tradition going. I don't know, it just spices it up for us, gives us something brand new to learn when we go on tour, and you can play a song that you don't have to invest too much in emotionally, you know. It's a good opportunity, especially for the 5 of us as, you know, a rock band as such, to have some fun.
For sure. Well, I remember seeing you play Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson one time, or knowing you was like a sort of indie pop band who played some nice ditties, and then suddenly rocking out. What other covers have you seen done over the years?
I actually made a big list recently.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, we've done Peaches by Presidents of the United States.
Oh, yes.
Well, Paul, you mean you're the stats man. Do you, have you counted how many covers you guys have performed?
No. Oh, my favourite's definitely Crocodile Rock.
Oh, yeah. That was our first cover, I think. We have a recording of it, and it is awful. Absolutely horrific. After we did Beautiful People, we did Madonna's Beautiful Stranger.
Yep.
That was good.
We've done All Day
Didn't go
all
down
the night.
So well, but...
Oh, I was going to say we did the Kinks for a really long time, All Day and All the Night, which was ripper.
And we finished off a set in Brighton in the UK with the Kinks, which seemed really fitting. We did a terrible job of it and forgot all of the chords and the words, but it just seemed like it was meant to be.
We did Sweet Home, Cool and Gadda.
Yes. Oh, really?
Sweet Home, Cool and Gadda. Really? Yeah. That would have gone
we
off.
We did a gig in Cooley. It was like a little bit of a, I don't know, what do you say? The gig wasn't... the best gig ever.
Sam had to take his shirt off to get cheers.
And we started playing Sweet Home Alabama, and the house
as a joke.
Audio guy ran out and put a little piece of paper at my feet that said like Sweet Home Cool and Gather, and just gave me thumbs up.
So we went, let's roll with it.
Yeah, wow. That's
great.
All right, well, a lot of covers mentioned there, but not the one that's coming out today. Today's a brand spanker.
Yes.
Yeah, this song's quite contemporary for us.
The clue we had before was...
which, if you're familiar with the show, is the legendary pun bell going off. Was that to indicate that maybe the song is a pun?
Correct. The song we're doing today is by Vampire Weekend, and it's called Diane Young, which I believe is a play on words for dying young.
Okay.
There we are.
Nice.
Brilliantly done. Why did you pick this one, indeed, of all the covers you could have picked? Maybe because you've used up all the other songs in the world.
This is the last song left in the world for Ballpark Music to play. So.
I remember first hearing this and we all sort of got in touch with each other and said, have you heard the new Vampire Weekend song? It's so weird. And we all just had that same reaction of, yeah, yeah, it is so weird, but I really like it. And we just didn't understand it. And I think it had a big impact on us.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to hear it now on Triple J for Like a Version. It is Ballpark Music. About to perform a cover of Vampire Weekend's Diane Young.
Well, you can hear the tambourine being picked up in the background. All systems go here as we celebrate 10 years of Like a Version. Let's get stuck in, guys, whenever you're ready.
Right. Give me that first note. All right, ready?
You touch the side like a pile of leaves. I'm gonna find some better wheels. 4 or 5 meters run around the bend when the government agents surround you again. If dying young won't change your mind, baby, 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 right on time. Out of control, but you're playing a role. Do you think you can go to the 18th hole? You flip flops the day of the championship. Try to go it alone.
Sam Cromack and Sam Cromack's hips. That was Diane Young by Ballpark Music. Goodness me, man. That was in full flight there. How did it feel?
Good. Good. Felt good to shake my hips.
Paul, your fingers on the keyboard there going rapid speed. Loving it so much.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for coming in and helping us celebrate the 10th Like a Version CD, a decade of covers, which is great. That's out next week. And keep listening. We've got more of them to give away. It's awesome for you guys as well. On tour, you're hitting up some more gigs around the place, including tonight at the Caloundra Music Festival in the QLD, then hitting Melbourne's Forum, through Ballarat a couple of times, Geelong as well, Adelaide, Perth, finishing up back in Brisbane for an under-18 gig at a Lumber Lounge.
Now, you said before that you're on your 289th gig so far. If my calculations, that means at the end of this tour, you would be on 299. Is that right?
Oh, I think I have counted forward and should be Margaret River, but I could be
wrong. Margaret River will be our 300th show.
Oh, really? What are you going to do? 300's a big number. That's
big.
There's a lot of things that, you know, maybe you could dress up as characters from the movie 300.
I think you've nailed it.
Done. Sort of.
Yeah, or bowling pins as well. I mean, perfect game of bowling is 300 as well.
Wow, you've got a lot of, 300 examples up your sleeve.
Keep going.
Yep. I can. Yep.
One more.
Triple century scorers in...
Donald Bradman.
Yeah, Donald Bradman. You're dress up as Donald
Raise
Bradman.
Raise the bat. All right. Well, big hello to you if you're going to be catching Ballpark Music's 300th show, potentially Margaret River there. there. Guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We might be playing more Like a Version for the rest of the show. In fact, I reckon Jen will slip in your favourite Like a Version after this.
Thank you.
After this track, which is a bit of a hint as to who might be doing Like a Version next week. Good morning, you're on Triple J's Like a Version. Matt and Alex with you. Hope you're having a good one.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J.